What's up, this is Shad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. Anthony M and Brian Cleveland in with you this week. Very special edition of the countdown. We're not, because we're not doing the countdown. We're doing a Halifax Pop Explosion special this week, giving you some of the artists, bringing you some of the artists to your homes, who will be performing at the Halifax Pop Explosion, which is going on this weekend and has been happening now for the past couple of days. And it is
in 22 years.
It is October 24th. So if you're listening to this program live, October 24th, 2014. And if not, you're listening to a rebroadcast. So these are all the artists that you missed out on if you didn't go. So make sure you get your tickets for next year. And that's correct. They are celebrating 22 years. It's that's a pretty big milestone for a festival.
Yeah, actually, it definitely is. There's not a lot of festivals that make it that long. We've seen lots of really cool festivals fade away. And 22 years is definitely a pretty huge accomplishment. Some pretty amazing shows have happened over those years.
Right on. So lots of great music to bring you in this program. Of course, we won't be doing the countdown, but we will still have a couple of interviews to bring you throughout the program, so you can look forward to that. And next week, the show will return with a all-new countdown. And of course, it is funding drive coming up for our host station, Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station there. And it's really great, really important to support campus and community radio, so you should consider doing that for either Local 107.3 FM or the host station that you're listening to this program on. All your support for campus and community radio is great, and you'll be hearing the show live next week in St. John, and then send out for syndication, of course, across the nation to our campus and community radio partners. So make sure to tune in for that. Stick around for this show, though. We've got lots of great music coming your way.
Yeah, I'm so relaxed. I didn't have to prepare anything.
I know, you don't even have to do your spiel.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you do it anyway. We normally take the trip. No, I'm just kidding. We're back to it next week, but we'll do a very relaxed show. Lots of music in this hour of the program and in the next 2 hours. And you can visit our website, our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, at earshot20, is our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. All ways to get in touch with us. So please reach out and let us know what you think about the show.
All right, as we mentioned, we're not going to be touching on the charts this week, but you will be hearing lots of artists that you're familiar with, artists that have been on the charts previously and are presently on the charts, and we're also going to be hearing from 100% Canadian artists this week.
Wow.
So stay tuned right here over the next 2 hours.
Going to did be you some do that really, on purpose?
I did do it on purpose.
Ooh, you're good.
You're going to hear lots of really great music. You're going to start off with Brave Radar, who, as Anthony mentioned, you're going to be hearing from later in the program. We're going to hear a track from their most recent release called Message Center, and you're going to hear a track called Gateway. We're then going to move on to Halifax's own Rich O'Coin. His album is presently charting on Earshot. It's called Ephemeral, and you're going to hear a track called Meaning in Life. And then you're going to hear from Austra. They had a record out earlier this year called Habitat, a pretty cool EP, and this track was one of Stephen Karlick's picks a while back in April when that came out. It is called Dope Fur.
Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20 Halifax Pop Explosion special right here.
I found the world.
You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a track by Ustra called Dofer. Before that, you heard from Rich O'Coin with a track called Meaning in Life and Brave Radar with a track called Gateway. If you're wondering why I'm not telling you positions of those and why you're like, some of those are definitely not new releases, it is because we are doing a Halifax Pop Explosion special this week, giving you some tracks from all kinds of artists playing really fine shows at this festival. And it's possible that you're listening to this and the festival's over, but don't worry. You're so well prepared now for next year.
You can get on
HalifaxPopExplosion.com and be sure to go and purchase your tickets for next year, which probably aren't really available yet, but just figure it out.
It could happen for you. I'm more surprised and convinced that we have loyal listeners if they actually know that some of that music they're listening to isn't brand new releases. I would be super surprised and proud of our listeners if they paid that well attention to know that.
I think they do.
You think?
Yeah. As mentioned, you can go to the Halifax Pop Explosion website for all of the details. We decided not to go over all the shows because there are a lot of shows happening in Halifax during
Too
Pop
many
Explosion.
Even count.
And we're going to be playing artists from all of them, but there are a lot of really great artists playing. We definitely don't have time to bring you all of them, but we're going to bring you some of our favorites, some of the shows that we're looking forward to seeing. Anthony won't be able to make it to Pop Explosion this year, but I will be going down for most of the dates. And we also ran a cool contest a couple weeks ago where we were able to send a fan and listener away with two tickets, and they're going to be at Pop Explosion all week long.
Yeah, it's exciting for them. And so congratulations again to Eric McInnes, who was the winner of those tickets. If you're listening to the program live, you're hearing it on October 24th, 2014 in St. John, New Brunswick. And if you're listening to the rebroadcast, you're probably hearing it after the Pop Explosion is done. But as Brian mentioned, make sure to get your tickets for next year, because it is a great show, and you're hearing all of that right now, or a lot of that right now, through the music that we're playing in this Halifax Pop Explosion special that we're doing on the Earshot 20. More music to bring your way now, and coming up in a few minutes, you're going to hear from Trevor Murphy of Quiet Parade. He's going to be chatting with us about playing the festival, and also a little bit, hearing a little bit about his involvement with the festival as a board of directors member as well.
All right, we're going to jump right back into some music right now. You're going to hear a couple of tracks from Bad, Bad, Not Good, who are a really excellent Toronto jazz hip-hop trio who are going to be playing a show with a couple artists, including Danny Brand. That's going to be a really awesome concert, and you should definitely go check that one out if you're wondering what to do on Saturday evening, though there is also a really cool show happening with Tandy Degak, who's another artist on the charts for a long time this year, who will be playing later in the show. And Bad Bad Not Good's album 3 was on the charts for quite a while, almost at the top. I don't think it ever topped the charts, but it was definitely in the top couple albums for quite a long period of time. And we're going to go right to that record. You can also see them in Halifax during the Pop Explosion. They're going to be doing a live interview at the Natural History Museum. So wow. Go check that out. I've been to a few of the interviews. They do that pretty regularly. They do these fun little interview series during Pop Explosion.
Who does the interviews?
It's always different people. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But it's usually artists that are playing. And on that day, it's Rich O'Coin and Bad Bad Not Good.
Awesome. Well, here's Bad Bad Not Good right now on the Earshot 20 Halifax Pop Explosion Special. Stick around. There's more on the way. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
That was Bad Bad Not Good with CS60 and Kaleidoscope, both tracks from their album 3.
It's the Earshot 20. We're doing a special this week, Halifax Pop Explosion Special. You know, we've been talking about this over the course of the last few weeks. Did a ticket giveaway, and again, big congratulations to Eric McInnes, who won the tickets for Halifax Pop. And we're going to head to the phone line now to talk with Trevor, who's from the band Quiet Parade, also performing at Halifax Pop, and great band indeed. Trevor, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Oh, thank you. It's my very good pleasure to be on the Earshot 20. I'm a very big fan of the show.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And we're a big fan of yours. We're a big fan of the Halifax Pop. And I'm looking at your recent release, the one that you put out, Old Haunts. It's your most recent. Tell us a little bit about the album.
Well, I mean, that album is a little older for us right now. We've been kind of playing that record for about 2 years. But, you know, Quiet Parade started as a band. I used to play in a bunch of different bands. And I started this project as a solo project of sorts to kind of get away from the other bands that I was playing with. You know, I used to play bass in some pretty like heavy bands and pretty straight up rock and roll bands. So this was like my attempt at doing something a little quieter and a little more reserved. And once those other bands kind of started falling to the wayside, Quiet Parade became my main focus. And since then, we've kind of like settled into a role as a band, like a little less singer-songwriter, a little more bandy. And Old Haunts was the first record that really kind of captured that for us as a band. It was us kind of making albums as a group, and we just finished recording a new full-length record that will be out next year, and it kind of moves in that same direction and allows us to write more together and play these songs as a band as opposed to just me, you know?
And for the new record, can we expect something similar in terms of the sound of what we we're going to hear off of this record?
Yeah, I think Old Haunts is a nice direction towards what we've kind of accomplished with our new record. I think the songs are a little more mature. I think everybody has kind of settled into their role in terms of the kind of things that they play in the band, and the way they play and has really determined their own kind of sense of style. I think we were all figuring that out with Old Haunts. And not that that takes anything away from that record. I think it makes it kind of unique in that sense, because it's kind of us trying to learn how to play together. And I feel like the next record, when it comes out, you'll get a sense of, okay, this is what this band sounds like and we'll continue to sound like.
And anybody who's listening to this live on October 24th is when the show is live. We don't normally date the show, but we have to for this because the Halifax Pop Explosion going on now. And so if you have a chance to get down and check it out, you should. But if you don't, make sure you get out there next year. What are you most looking forward to being part of the Halifax Pop Explosion this year?
Well, it's always a really great opportunity to perform at the Pop Explosion. I have kind of a unique perspective on the festival. I am also on the festival's board of directors and have been pretty heavily involved with the festival kind of behind the scenes for a couple years now. So, you know, I know the work and all the crazy stuff that goes into putting on an event like this. So being part of it is important, and it's fun for us. And this is a festival in Halifax that's, you know, celebrating its 22nd year. So there's a really strong legacy for this festival. And I think, you know, it will go strong for the next 22 years as well. So being part of this and to be able to be part of something that kind of has the status of the Pop Explosion is always a big deal for any band, especially if you're an up-and-coming band. So that's always exciting. In terms of stuff that I'm really eager to see, the cool thing about Pop Explosion is that they bring kind of really great people that are on the cusp of being really amazing world-class acts, and you get to kind of see them here first, and then a year or two, three, whatever, somewhere down the road, you can almost guarantee that some of the people they bring here are going to be Canadian superstars, North American superstars, international superstars. So I always like to kind of go out and try to discover those bands and find the things that I've never heard before that are going to change the kind of musical landscape around the country in the next couple years.
Awesome. Quietparade.bandcamp.com is where you can find these guys. They're all over the internet, and you can find their Bandcamp page, listen to a little bit more of their music, and we look forward to the new release when it comes out as well. And Trevor, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Oh, no problem. Again, a great pleasure to be on the Earshot 20.
And here they are right now. Quiet Parade in an Earshot Extra spot this week is part of our Halifax Pop Explosion special. Feel Young is the song you're going to hear. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Shot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a track from Cousins that is called Alone from their most recent record, The Halls of Whipwire. You also heard from Chad Van Galen with Where Are You? And we heard from Quiet Parade with a track called Feel Young from their most recent 2013 EP.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Emmon. We're doing a very special episode this week counting, not counting down, but playing you some of the tracks that are artists who are playing at the Halifax Pop Explosion. You can check them out online, Halifax Pop Explosion. And if you're listening to this at the rebroadcast, then you are probably have missed the festival, but no worries. We will likely have the opportunity to do a contest next year. And if all else fails, you can always get tickets for next year. And if you're listening to all these artists thinking, man, I really wish I had got tickets. Well, then get in line now. Go set up your tent.
Wow, really?
And wait a whole year.
That's a long time.
It's a long time, but they got to do it.
There's also one other thing I wanted to mention that's pretty cool is that Halifax Pop Explosion has an app. You don't have to carry around a big old huge binder of the show listings and everything. You can download an app. They got an app for everything, Anthony.
There is an app.
Maybe they have an app to wait in line for you.
I don't know. I can't get over the fact that you think that people carry around binders with lists of shows.
Well, it's not a binder, but they have it's a schedule, a big schedule that you have to.
Oh, okay.
You know, booklet.
Yeah.
Booklet and a binder. Maybe they're not the same thing.
Oh, man.
Also, before all that music you heard from Trevor Murphy from Quiet Parade, thank you so much for him and joining us on the program. He's also a man who works for Pigeon Row and has helped us get some really awesome interviews on the show and definitely a big supporter of the program and also a fine programmer at CKDU with a cool show called Halifax is Burning.
Swell guy. All right, we'll give you a couple more tracks before this hour is complete and we move on to the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in.
All right, you're going to hear from Old and Weird with Awake My Face Alive and Hot Tonight by Tokyo Police Club. Of course, as we mentioned, all the music you're hearing on the program this week is from artists playing Pop Explosion. So go to their website and find out when these two artists are playing.
Another life, and I wonder what you're doing tonight.
the Earshot 20.
That was Hot Tonight by Tokyo Police Club. And before that, you heard from Halifax's Old and Weird with Wake My Face Alive.
Well, there you have it. Brian Cleveland, Anthony Emin in studio with you, giving you a special countdown or special show this week. I can't get over
it. You love that word. Not doing the it countdown. Is what the yeah. show is about.
It is part of the show. We're giving you a
it's
special show.
It's our third
show.
Co-host.
That's true. We're giving you a special show this week. It is Halifax Pop Explosion Special, giving you all kinds of artists that are playing at the Halifax Pop Explosion. Check it out online, halifaxpopexplosion.com. We're going to be back in the second hour with more of those features and some interviews. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.